for he is known and he carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. He sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, because he speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero. Let me cut to the chase here. If what was happening in this country was happening in a foreign country, the people in this country would have called for military strikes as well as an all-out manhunt pertaining to the dictators that were guilty of the very same things that America has allowed this administration to get away with. Yet, because it's happening here, the people have somehow deceived themselves into believing that what they have allowed is not as bad as what is happening over in third world countries. And what is even worse is that as long as there are smiles and the reciting of the word Constitution and the word God, the American people are set at ease only to set themselves up for the next act of treason. But as long as the dictator smiles... I was humored the other day when an individual said to me, "Bradley, you're so bold and so harsh at times." I said, "Really? It is the command of God concerning the church to warn the people that the house of sin is on fire and that they need to get out lest they perish." I reminded this person that the word of the Lord is like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The end result is hopefully to bring forth repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is to magnify God's law. Well, the Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, how little of the character of Jesus Christ do men in America relate or identify with today. They are much like Jesus' disciples. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, "Who do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets, George Whitefield, the great awakening field preacher, said, "It is a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher." I went on to tell the individual that I was speaking with that, on the contrary, the people in this country have been so conditioned to believe that the one who sets the house on fire encourages and acts out transgressions against God's and America's constitutional laws, endangering all within, figuratively speaking, while flattering, lying, smiling, and kissing up about the state of the country, is somehow the individual that is the one who is looking out for the good of the people within. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. No, these are the characteristics of how dictators act. They destroy through policy and prosper by craft. They magnify themselves in their own hearts, and by false peace they destroy many. They even stand up against the Prince of Princes, and at length shall be broken without hand. Amen. As a matter of fact, Proverbs 26 verse 28 says, "A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin." This only takes place when a people throw off God's law and America's founding documents and give a free hand to the destroyer. This is a point no one can deny in America today. Furthermore, dictators have a smile on their faces as they go along, not to offend, but to appease. That is, until in the transcending mode, he gets to power. Then he can dictate by force. I finally communicated to the individual that I was speaking to, "You fail to understand that through the rule of force will bring forth war, and the rule of law brings forth peace. See, I mean to warn you to get back to God's government so it does not come to that."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, we have Stacy calling in 23 hours later. Hey, Stacy, how are you, kiddo?
Great.
What say you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I wanted to say that you are correct about the problem in the house of God. Because during COVID, of course, some churches closed down, and one of them that I used to go to did, and the pastor was all in love with that devil, Andy Stanley.
Yeah.
And he quoted him and quoted him. And then Andy showed his true colors, and no longer do we hear about it. But he just did a message on how free abortions in the parking lot is the same as raffling off a gun.
A pastor.
And what's that?
A pastor.
Yes, in Rochester, Minnesota, at a big church.
Well, that's why you have enemy infiltration, but yep, go on.
I went in and I said, how can you even say that? You know, pastors will be judged more harshly.
Yep.
And if you're leading people to think that killing babies is the same as that's like raffling off a mop. You could kill someone with a mop. But you don't have to kill someone with a mop. It's how you use the mop. And the two are so unrelated. But I feel like this pastor is one of those ditty kind of plants like you see.
Yep.
Who is that? T.J. Jakes or something.
Yeah, he's another
one.
They're
fake.
Yeah.
And they just want people to lull them to sleep. Well, you know, a genocide of infants.
Yep.
And, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't look at people. We're all forgivable. I came from the other side.
Yep.
But because I came from the other side of being a Democrat and I see the evil, you know, I can't go back and say, well, I guess everybody can choose. No, we have to stand for the least in the kingdom, and that's those babies being aborted.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
we're only...
That's all I had to say.
No, that's totally good. I do want to say we're only as great as the least of us, and the least of us are being killed off by design through population control, and the American people sit back and they accept these kind of guys. What they don't understand, Stacy, is these sorts of hirelings that are in the pulpit today, they're set up by the people, and what they don't realize is they are set upon themselves, these teachers are, 1 Timothy 4:1, as a judgment unto themselves. And they can be giddy all that they want to. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going through the book of Proverbs right now, and 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, and I'm just, you know, getting all of these tidbits concerning the kingdom and the Word of God. And they can go ahead and laugh and make fun and make light of all the things that they want to make light. But I can tell you right now, especially with what we're talking about right now, the arming the illegals is now here in America. This is all by design. And judgment has entered into America. We know that we've been under judgment for some time now, but it's getting more extreme in the levels found in Leviticus 26. But I just want to make reference, yes, there's a lot of plants, but really what it comes down to, it's what the people tolerate. It's the same thing in politics. We see the crimes that they're responsible for. We see their treasonous acts, but the people allow them to remain. And what they don't realize is they're actually bringing judgment upon themselves. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what's happening. So, you know, again, we can take lightly what we want to take lightly, but we're going to answer for this corporately if we don't get this right individually before the Lord, and then corporately, that's for sure.
Well, amen, and I did confront some of the elders that were there.
You know what? Could you do me a favor? Could you do me a favor, Stacy? Would you convey to this guy? Could you have him call me and tell him I want him to be a guest on the show and tell him we'll put him on national radio concerning the things that he's highlighting from the pulpit? Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, because it's not just him. I mean, you have the the Olsteins, you have the Greg Locks that are being promoted right now. They're compromised and being praised by worldlings such as Oprah, and you see T.D. Jakes. I mean, anybody out there that's popular on the evangelical realm, I can tell you right now, they're compromised, they're extorted, and they're appointed by the powers that are tolerated as a judgment, not just upon the people that listen to them, but by the people that are appointing them as well. It's going to fall upon them in a matter of time. And it's just a sad state when you see people just not taking heed to any of the warnings that the Lord has bestowed upon us over and over and over again. So thank you for the call. But Stacy, please have them give us a call and get on the show, because I would love to have guys like this. You know, for all the misinformation I'm giving, according to Facebook and others out there, you know, like the sodomites and all the separation between church and state people, and, you know, like the ACLU and the SPLC and all these corrupt politicians that look at me and say I'm a threat to democracy. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy, and the only threat that I am and stand against is your tyrannical acts and your lawless acts. 1 John 3:4, Romans 3:20, put that up right on the seat of my comments that I just made in Exodus 20. And I'm more than happy to have them on, but they avoid me like the plague. And if I was them, I'd avoid Bradley Dean like the plague as well. So in saying that, folks, I do want to show you this, just kind of piggybacking on what Stacy just said from Rochester, Minnesota. Isn't it interesting that we now, you know how when I say that conservatives, today's conservatives, are yesterday's liberals? Isn't it interesting that yesterday's liberals, you know, again, all unconstitutional, but isn't it interesting that the veteran Democrat now wants the Republicans to take back control? Why? Because he now understands the slippery slope that he was on. He now understands that he reaps what he sows, Galatians 6:7, and now he's afraid of losing the country that he was willing to compromise out when he was in office. And now he's making an appeal to what they call the good guys in the state of Minnesota, who are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. And folks, again, just showing you how we're coming full circle. All of those that call themselves on the left even 20 years ago are saying, okay, this needs to stop now, game over. No, the minute you began to transgress God's law, even to the jot or tittle in the smallest way concerning warring against his law, you already began to reap what you sowed. And the fact of the matter is, we're seeing decadence. And as John Adams rightly said, he said, decadence follows luxury. And it's exactly where we're at. And as a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy 6:12, we were warned about all of this stuff. So I'm just, you know what, at this point, I am just a sit-in ambassador conveying the message of the Word of God, highlighting what it is that the American people tolerate because they refuse to judge themselves. By the way, Stacy was making reference to James 3:1. Read that when you get a moment. And I'm making reference to 1 Corinthians 11:31. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for that call, Stacy. By the way, if you want to weigh in, please do. Love to hear your comments live. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I do want to highlight the fact that, folks, we're going to be at the Oakwood Grand Hall, 2100 Willow Creek Road, Portage, Indiana, October 5th at 6 p.m. We're going to be at Lake Marion Ballroom in Brownton, Minnesota. That is 11431 Minnesota Highway 15, October 17th at 6:30. We're going to be at Jack's House Ball in Brainerd, Minnesota. That will be October 19th, 2024. That is 300 Highway 25 South. So again, we are filling up right now. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. I've got three dates this up and coming month, and we usually book out 3 months. So if you want to give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We got a lot to cover. Stacy got me thinking about some things, and I want to share them with you real quick because I want to try to do my best to clear this page before the end of the day. I don't want you to forget about what's going on concerning the pandemic because it's still going on. You can see this sodomite right here. This is a man dressed as a woman, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. It named itself Ding Dong Dumadag. Okay? Passed away just a day after a stroke, suffering a stroke. Multiple sources confirmed. You may rest in peace. Okay? This is him again. Second dose, bragging about its second dose. Done. Salamit QC, whatever that means, I know not. I want to say this, friends. I seen a little bit of a, it was a meme, and it was kind of a smack in the face of people that are trying to justify the unjustifiable, and it shows a multitude of people, literally hundreds of people in this little cartoon, and then it has one guy standing there trying to warn them and telling them that they're all wrong about what the mainstream media is trying to push. And then it says at the bottom of the meme, it says, one guy who watched one video on YouTube. So what I did is I put at the very bottom of that, and I said, and 20 million now dead that cannot respond to your accusation. How does that work? Well, it doesn't, folks, and here we are. People are still trying to justify the unjustifiable. It's just a matter of time. You can ask Dr. Tenpenny about that. She basically forecasted exactly what was going to happen. And guess what, friends? It's exactly what is happening today. People are still dying off, and they're acting as if it's not happening. And the only ones that are really paying attention right now are the ones that are suffering loss. We have a healthy 28-year-old man dies 4 months after wedding day. Folks, this is what happens, again, when they go unaccountable for their crimes against humanity. I want you to go ahead and check this out. It's a video of none other than Bill Gates, this guy, this madman. And that's really what he is a madman. He is doing everything within his criminal power to go ahead and assail we the people in this country. He is the one that called for the depopulation. I don't care how much the mainstream media tries to cover what he said. I have played that video a multitude of times, friends. He said it. You know he said it. The mainstream media, who has a long history of covering for the crimes of conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, is only temporary, bad guys. Just want to let you know. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Why? Because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. That means it's always at work uncovering what you're trying to cover up. And if you can't look back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and see what I'm talking about, you have your fingers on your eyeballs. And again, you'd be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if you want to see it or not. Judgment cometh, and it's appointed unto men once to die. And after this, we all stand before the judge. Hebrews 9:27, we all bend the knee and profess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, even your father, bad guys, the devil, John 8:44, even he knows what I'm telling you is the truth. He's just trying to lead you about as a dangling carrot in the front of a mule, in the sense of bringing you to the end of yourself where there's no more time, you're out of time, and you stand before God on judgment day and you're cast into the lake of fire exactly where you belong because you refuse to repent before God's law that you transgressed over 1,000 times, period. Acts 20, verse 20, 1. Also read Matthew 3, 2. Acts 20, or 2:38. And again, the list goes on and on. Let's go over to Bill Gates. This is the guy that, along with the Chinese, are buying up as much farmland as they possibly can. He's looking for any way in every way to depopulate the planet. Obviously, you know and understand that they're creating crimes out of thin air. And to the degree that these people are going, again, it amazes me that the people on this planet, across the world from end to end, friends, I am amazed and confounded that they tolerate the crimes of those that they know are guilty of the crimes. Check this out.
You should have free speech, but if you're inciting violence, if you're causing people not to take vaccines, you know, where are those boundaries?
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy.
Okay, here again you have the whore speaking out. She's as stupid as a rock. We're not a democracy, as you well know. Article 4, Section 4. These are the baser sort that are put up to lower the standard. 1 Kings 13:33. Check it out when you get a moment, friends. But I want you to pay attention to what they're saying is hate. Hate is anything that exposes their crimes. Guess what the laws of God do? The laws expose their crimes for what they are. What does the accuser of the brethren do? Accuse the law of the crimes that they're guilty of committing, so much so that they want to point their finger back at God's law and say that is hate. No, it is not. It's law. And if obeyed, we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Guess what? We remain a free people. We'll understand in Christ where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. But if you listen to this rhetoric, friends, you can see that they're all going the same direction. Free speech is okay, but if you tell people not to take the vaccine, hey folks, I'm pointing the finger to the judge's word, and I'm telling you, stay alive and obey the Lord. That's what I'm telling you. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, and understand who's telling you that you better take it. Repeat criminals. In the genocide that's taken place in this country, not just this country alone, and how far they have gone, and now how they've been encouraged to go ahead and do it again. Look at the people they're using, friends. You can't make it up. Hate on platforms. Nope. Hate is equated now to the Word of God and our constitutional republic. That's what hate is equated to. And what's interesting about it is you just heard what she said. She just proved my point from the beginning of her ignorant statements to the very end. Okay? This is what people are putting up with.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around...
By the way, did you guys know... Well, now we're listening to Mr. Mao here, disciple of Mao Zedong, a man who murdered his own people up to 20 to 40 to 60 million, just like that communist Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. It's interesting he's talking about free speech. We can't allow that misinformation. Wait. Misinformation to them is anybody that tells you the truth. And when you begin to stand up and tell the truth and bring the truth, you're going to understand what a Christian is, and you're going to understand a warfare. But you can see the people that are being put up on a national platform are there to browbeat you into submission. And don't you dare take your counsel from the fear of men in any sense of the word, especially the likes of those that are trained up under the communist way. I'm going to show you a video in just a moment here. But let's listen to the rest of this. See, he said our democracy too again. See, folks, they all say democracy. And if the American people understood that we were not a democracy, we are not changeable. It's like the laws of the Medes and the Persians. The laws of God are immutable. As a constitutional republic, they're immutable. They're unchangeable. What are they talking about a democracy? Well, if they can get you to believe that, friends, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to implement and they're going to continuously push the agenda of becoming a democracy.
Information and misinformation.
Hold digital platforms to account for their systems and processes in relation
and you
to
see them in unison. Isaiah 28:18. Hey folks, I want to say this again. You see these said leaders, they call themselves. We don't have leaders in America. We have a representative government. They work for us. We do not work for them. Our leader is no king but King Jesus. Notice they're all in unity pushing the same agenda. Read Isaiah 28:18 when you get a moment.
Digital Services Act. We defined the responsibility.
They're trying to criminalize those people that reject and refuse to bow the knee to the new order.
They promote and propagate.
The head of X is a purveyor of misinformation and disinformation.
You think Elon Musk is?
Oh, he certainly is. I mean, it's not. I don't think he is. It's just a fact.
Yeah. Okay, so you see what he just said. And by the way, Elon Musk, I covered him yesterday selling you that he's some sort of hero, some freedom fighter. He just called him out for a purveyor of misinformation. Of course. We'll be right back.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Love to hear from you, 281-845-4704. I was going to tell you right during the break, friends, that I did a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it was exposing Hillary Clinton, who was calling, they're attacking free speech now because they want to make sure that the next time that they go in for the kill, literally, it's unimpeded. So if you look on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see notorious repeat criminal Hillary Clinton calls for criminalizing false information propaganda. I said, I agree. In other words, let's go ahead and start with her and all the networks that have been covering for her and her crimes. One of them being Facebook. Well, Facebook the other day basically made people sign in before they could go to my website. Facebook put out there, and just reminding everybody, if you haven't heard this, they've already equated my outlet as a hate speech outlet, a dangerous organization, a dangerous individual. And I carry that as a badge of honor, because if I'm dangerous to their crimes, then I'm doing my job. I mean, these are the criminals calling the good guys, namely the police in America, pigs. And I'll be, spiritually speaking, I'll be that pig. I'll be scoffed. I'll be persecuted for righteousness. I'll be lied about. I'm okay with that. See, folks, what I'm doing right now is demonstrating what they're scared to death of, that you're going to take it back to them. Americans, the Lord is on your side. The laws are on your side. And yet they're going to continuously push this nonsense until they, at the end of the day, finally have their way. Are you going to allow that? I can't make that decision for you, but I can tell you this. When I look at Amos 6:3, do you all remember, for I bet 3 years, it was always coming back to Amos 6:3. Lord, why do we keep coming back to Amos 6:3? Well, someone might be saying, well, Bradley, what is Amos 6:3? You that put far away the evil day, you are the ones that are causing the seat of violence to come near. Who are you? Those that are complicit with tyrants? Those that are adding strength to tyrants to their tolerance? Hey, folks, again, we're a country that's ruled by law, not by a bunch of compromised criminals that are attacking every facet of our lives. Not at all. That's not what keeps us free. No, as a matter of fact, what that does is that enslaves us when we give ourselves over to it, right? Hey, folks, those that will not be governed by God will be ruled by tyrants. And you can clearly see the people that they're putting up right now are not governed by God in any sense of the word. Again, I don't need to explain this to anybody, but the facts are the facts. Let me go over to this next point. This is what I want you to see. You all the well know, Tim Walz, others, all across the boards, and I'm talking about those that are sitting in positions, those that are sitting in the halls of government today. If they're not standing against it, it means that they're guilty of it. That's a fact. If they're not standing against it, they're guilty of it. When we are saved, we're converted, and we're soundly saved, we're to take vengeance on all. When our obedience is fulfilled, we're to take vengeance on all disobedience. Okay? There you have it. If you're not standing against it, it means you're guilty of it. Now, I've done a lot of high schools. I've done a lot of colleges. I've preached in law schools. I've done it all. But one of the things that I've continuously noticed, friends, is those that are going to college, for some reason or another, I don't know what it is, but these kids that are in colleges, they think that they know more than everybody else. And what's scary about it is they know nothing. They're brainwashed. They're being raised up by a bunch of communist professors. That's what they're being raised up by. But Americans, again, let me just be candid about this. You've been warned about this since the 60s. Even before I was around, you were warned about all this. And you just kicked it down the road, that can of tolerance and apathy, because the mainstream media was telling you it wasn't true. It was all a theory. Right? Well, I want to show you something, and I just picked this up right before the show. One of my friends from News with Views, Paul over there, sent this over to me. And as a matter of fact, this was just last night through the streets of Philadelphia. This is the generation of those that are being raised up through public, what they call education. It's not education, it's indoctrination. And this is going to lead right into what we're dealing with now. Arming the illegals is now here in America. Check this out. This is in Philadelphia last night.
Last war, 2024! Last war, 2024!
Fight the rich,
beat the poor!
Fight the rich,
beat the poor!
Well, now that's kind of crazy. I wonder if these idiots, these useful idiots, Vladimir Lenin said, and he's exactly right. These are the first type of people that will be lined up against the wall, along with the useful idiots in the mainstream media and in government. And I'll get to that in a moment, hopefully as well. But these are the useful idiots that are being used to tear down the country. Now, I wonder if they realize that literally millions of men fought against the likes of what they're advocating for today. Millions of men, in fact, who fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that they're now promoting. What do they want? They want the government to be in control of all things. Oh, and I want to add this too. You can rest assured, friends, that they are bought and paid for with your tax dollars. You can rest assured that they're all bought and paid for. What do you think is in government today? At the beginning of the show, I was highlighting what? Treason. What is treason? Exactly what you're seeing today. And you're seeing this across the United States. Let's just go over to Ohio for a moment. Everything about DeWine, everything about this, whatever you want to call it, is wrong. This isn't speculation. Everything about this man says pedophile from the top of his sick, twisted, distorted mind to the soul of his worthless existence. But he's being used right now. And what's interesting is he said Ohio is sending troopers and 2.1 million to city where many Haitian migrants have relocated. Okay? He wants us all to believe, and so does the mainstream media, along with PBS, helping destroy the country and themselves at the end of the day. He wants us all to believe that they're just hardworking Americans now. They had to come in illegally, though, and these are the ones that treasonously allured them into the country. Okay, so this is the problem. The problem is not the illegal Haitians. The problem are those that allured them in through an act of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3. Here, maybe what I could do here for you is I could just go ahead and read it for you. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. Well, how about like arming illegals? Oh, okay. Or adhering to their enemies, like alluring them into America illegally and like going to Venezuela and other countries and emptying the prisons out with all their felons and telling them, if we release you, you have to come over into America. Oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. No, you have your head stuck in the sand, friends. Giving them aid and comfort. Is that what's happening? Yeah. Matter of fact, that's exactly what's happening. So what I want you to understand is those that have allured these illegals into America, I went to federal crime of treason. Not only is it found in the Constitution, but the enumerated laws found within federal law tells us in 18 U.S. Code and 2381, cross-check everything I'm telling you, it tells us the consequence for treason is a minimum prison sentence of 5 years, fines up to $10,000, and a possible sentence of death. Did you hear that? Just wanted to make sure you heard what the law says, not what the corrupt politicians that allured them into the United States illegally. No. They're already compromised. They've already sold you out. They've already played the Judas goat, and you all the well know it. So let's quit pretending that the Haitians are the problem. You know, I had a guy today, he said, you know, look at the deep state's responsible for. I just went back to the guy, and I want you to listen carefully to me. There is no deep state. What are you talking about, a deep state? It's the politicians that are the ones that are pushing forth an agenda that is in contradiction to the laws found within the Constitution. The deep state. You shut the door on corrupt politicians, and you shut the door on every other special interest group known to mankind. But see, that's what Americans are afraid to do. They're afraid to lawfully hold them accountable for their crimes. When that happens, this all goes away. That's called obedience to the living God. Okay? That's what that's called. I want you to check this out. We have a ton of pictures up here on a Google, just to show you folks, blurting the truth out in their confusion. It says, Stephen Miller says, we've reached the point in Kamala's migrant invasion. It's not Kamala's anything. It's the American people tolerating Kamala, friends. But he said, we've reached the point in Kamala's migrant invasion where the migrants are stealing and eating American pets. Now, I know you guys have all heard this. I've got video of a woman in New York that is a Haitian that is literally taking a live goose and cooking it at the end of the street. So when the mainstream media, which in fact are trying to downplay the truth of the matter when it comes to what is going on through these illegals, because they're bringing their culture with them, that's what they do in Haiti, they're trying to downplay the truth of the matter. Okay? Hey, folks, it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. You know what's crazy about that is the American people, again, they sit back and they tolerate corrupt politicians to do this. Here, I want to go over to Minnesota where they want, through criminal, treasonous Tim Walz. The people in the state hate his guts, Americans. And they're trying to put him up as Coach Walz. The man's a sodomite. He's a communist. Look what he's done in the face of the people. Quit pretending with these devils, Americans. I want you to listen to this. This is Ilhan Omar. The ones that the powers that are tolerated has put him up as one of the most influential people in the United States. Ilhan Omar, again, people hate her here. Oh, by the way, it's not just the people in the state of Minnesota. It's even the Muslims that hate Ilhan Omar. She's not being reelected. Folks, she's controlled opposition. And this dummy right here doesn't realize that she's being used to her own demise. But she's one of those that wants to bring 200% to 300% more from the Middle East to what? Overthrow we the people in the United States. I'm making a point, and we are going to kill this show on spot before the end of it. Arming the Illegals is now here in America. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Okay, so again, folks, I've been covering a lot of content here again, but if you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. Hey, I want you all to listen to me right now, okay? I want you all to remember. I want you to remember the big tech companies. I want you to all remember that it was the mainstream media censoring all of this information. But you're going to come to the realization when it's too late. Okay, that's a fact. When you look at Leviticus 26, and you look at what happens when the Lord said, "If you will not for all of this still, you won't hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, I'm going to punish you seven times more for your sins." I've said this about a year and a half, 2 years ago. That's exactly where America's at. And I'm going to prove it to you in just a moment once again. Well, Bradley, you can take that and tee it up to anything. No, you can't. No, you can't. I only do the things that I see my father do. I only say the things that I hear my father say. I'm not listening to the garbage you're listening to. No, I'm getting to it, friends. I'm going back to the living God and saying, "Lord, where are we at?" It's like a map where it says, "You are here. This is where we're at, and it's not a good place." I want to show you again. I want you to see who they're putting up as spokespeople and spokespersons who are treasonously committing crimes against we the people. And somehow or another, the American people, namely those in the state of Minnesota, tolerate the likes of all the crimes that this individual has committed. And I got to tell you firsthand, I've told you this before, she's stupid as a rock. You're name calling. No, I'm not. I've seen her at the college. Nobody supported her. I remember when a question was asked to her, she didn't even know how to respond to it, friends. And I think you're going to get a good taste of this right now. But concerning those that are coming into America, Ilhan wants to know and says thousands of Haitian migrants overrunning Springfield actually revived the town. No joke. Okay, check this out.
Deeply appreciate
listen to
the,
this
the
thing.
Haitian caucus for
she could
bringing
barely
us
talk.
All together so that we can, as a unified voice, reject the hate and dangerous
this is browbeating
that Trump and...
In other words, if you don't agree with what we're trying to push forward, we're going to call you names until we browbeat you into the minds of those that don't think for themselves. That's what she's saying.
The fans are trafficking. I know as an immigrant what it feels to have a light shined on your community that threatens your very existence as you
that
come
threatens
into
your
a country.
Very existence. Wait a second. Is it just me? But is the likes of Ilhan Omar, are they afforded asylum in America? Yes, but they're called to assimilate and commanded to assimilate to the ways of we the people under God in this country. Is that right? Is that what they've done? Absolutely not. They have assailed everything that we are, and they do this day by day, week by week, trying to advocate and attack those that have actually given them the asylum that they claimed that they needed. This is what you do, and this is what they're doing, and they're continuously doing it. These people mean to conquer Americans. They mean to conquer.
Seeking safety after you've survived.
Yeah, seeking safety as they attack the people concerning the country that they were afforded asylum in. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what they're doing. And what this thing has done is she's come into America and she's been warring against we the people since she's been here in the state of Minnesota. And the powers that are tolerated have put her up as some sort of victim and as some sort of little sweetheart for the American people to get behind. That's what this is. Okay, I just want to show you these poor illegals that are coming into America. This is brand new, friends. Another illegal immigrant charged with killing St. Louis cop while driving drunk. This is just the tip of the iceberg. They're raping. They're and I better not hear of it here in the state because I guarantee you the people that we know it's not going to happen here in the state. We're not going to put up with those crimes against our women, our kids. But I do want to go forward for the sake of time. It's gone so far as here again, trying to warn the people, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. I told you that when they were allured into America, I told you what was going to happen because I seen this during a meeting. I don't have time to recite it for you or to rehearse it in your ears. But I do want to say, I knew that when they allured these military-aged men in America, what they were going to do is they were going to set them up, and just mysteriously, they were going to be armed. For those that have listened to me for years, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, guess what? I don't mean to say, and I don't like it when people say, I told you so. I'm not saying it like that. But it is one of those situations where I try to tell you, friends, it was coming, and guess what's happening? I have articles in front of me right now where it says, Newsweek, undocumented immigrants have right to own guns. But this is while your said representatives are attacking you and your Second Amendment. NBC, illegal immigrants can possess guns. I told you it was coming, Americans. Do undocumented immigrants have the right to own guns? Of course. All of this coming from the mainstream media. We found out that the ATF is arming illegals in America. And I want this young lady in Springfield, Ohio, to tell you exactly what is happening out of her own mouth. It's 3 minutes long, and I better get going. Check it out.
I'm Libby.
Libby, you agree to be videotaped?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And what were you, what is it that you do?
So I no longer do it. I ended up leaving the job, but I used to work for a gun store in Springfield, Ohio.
And how recently was that?
This was last year. It's been within the last year.
Okay. And you left them about 2023 or sometime in 24?
It's been about 10 months since I left, so yes, 2023.
Okay. And what were you telling us about gun sales to folks that were undocumented?
So So when I worked there, we would have about 10 to 15 Haitian men come in every day. Normally, it was just one in the group that would try and purchase a firearm. Most of them did not have U.S. IDs. They had Mexican IDs and other countries. I'm not really sure, but the most popular was Mexican. And they would come in trying to purchase firearms. And I was told that I had to process the sales just like everybody else, like I would any other customer.
Okay. And the ATF that is attempting to criminalize the American people is telling gun owners and those that were selling guns in gun stores to process them regardless if they could prove who they were or not. Why don't you try that, Americans? And so you can understand who's at war with you. Because it's happening. Let's finish this off.
And they were going through just fine, even though they weren't U.S. citizens. So I would have to put them on the do not sell list so they were not getting firearms.
Okay. And so that's not supposed to happen.
No.
Right.
No, because I was having U.S. citizens getting put on the do not sell list because they lived in a house that somebody who had lived there before had been on the do not sell list, so they were not allowed to purchase firearms.
Okay, but these are all going through.
So Americans can't buy them because they were on, they're not allowed to purchase a weapon list, but the illegals coming in, they're supposed to just go ahead and give them a pass and sell them to them anyways. That's what she's saying here.
And you put them on a do not sell list, and then what happened?
I was told I was not allowed to do that because it was something with the Second Amendment.
Okay. And how many firearms do you think you sold during the time you were there in that situation?
Probably 40.
Okay. And usually groups of people, but one of them would try to get a gun?
Yes.
Okay. And anything else you want to share or things that you noticed when you were there that...
Just that there would be large groups. I had one incident. This gentleman came in, and he did have a state ID. That was the only one that I had that had an Ohio-issued state ID. It did not have his current address on it, and this was my first issue that I've ever had with them. It was the first customer that I had that was Haitian. And I asked him, you know, is this your current address on the license? Because that's something we have to ask everybody. And he said, no, that's not my current address. I said, okay, then I cannot sell you this firearm right now. You're going to have to go to the DMV, get a change of address form, and then we can proceed. And then he looked at me and said, I'm just kidding, that's my address. And I told him, well, you already told me you don't live there, so I can't proceed with this transaction. And I got cussed out. He tried to physically take the gun out of my hands. And then my boss told me just to process it. It wasn't a big deal, even though if it was anybody else, I couldn't have done that. So.
Do you think that the gun stores are getting pressure? Or how is it that they're approving all this stuff?
I genuinely have no idea. I do know that the store that I worked for, we were told we had to process it. I would call all the other gun stores in the area and tell them what was going on.
Is it about crime, Americans? Absolutely not. It's about creating domestic insurrection.
Almost every day.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to say?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate your honesty and willingness. And we'll get this out and let the word get out to folks. Thank you.
Okay, so folks, you heard it yourself. She was supposed to just go ahead and process it for all the illegals, but she couldn't sell it to certain Americans. You tell me what this is all about. This is about what I've always said it's about, creating domestic insurrection. This is about creating the civil war. And again, I want you to know, bad guys, good guys, the Lord's in control of all of it and taking the evil of men and bringing judgment upon a people that will not keep his commandments. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.